So just begin by finding a comfortable seated position. You can sit with your legs crossed or legs uncrossed if that feels better for you, with your feet touching the ground or sitting on a cushion. You can also lie down if you like. For this exercise, I prefer to sit with my legs crossed and on a cushion, and it reminds me that I'm doing something important. It reminds me that I'm being intentional. So that's what I recommend, but please feel free to do whatever feels right for you. And just take a moment now to just sit in stillness for a little bit and just sit with nothing. Just taking a moment to recognize that there are thoughts perhaps swimming around your head and in the field around you, perhaps thoughts about the day that you've had till now or the day you're about to have after this is done. So just recognizing that, being aware of that, and finding peace with that. And knowing full well that even if thoughts do come at any point during this practice, that is fine. Our job isn't to avoid them. Our job is to just notice them and usher our way back to the place of stillness and connection. So just finding this stillness and just taking this moment to kind of like just eject the cassette out of the cassette player. Just kind of like let that go. All these thoughts, all this mental chatter. And also being aware that there might be distractions at any point, noise from outside, or phone ringing, or buzzer. And just knowing that those are welcome as well. And again, our job is not to shut those out, but to simply notice them and come back to our place of connection. So just begin now by bringing your awareness to the tip of the nostrils, the part of your body that welcomes the breath into the physical being. And just keeping your awareness there at the tip of the nostrils and just noticing them, noticing it, the breath. Its temperature, its speed. Not trying to change it, but simply just noticing it. And just taking a moment to connect to the effortlessness of that breath, knowing that this breath is the most important thing for us. It is what keeps us alive, and we do it so effortlessly. We never have to really think, oh, I need to breathe. It just kind of happens. So just noticing that effortlessness and perhaps intending to bring that effortlessness to other areas of our life. And now just continue by letting your awareness being carried into your physical being through the nostrils as it follows the breath. And just letting your awareness kind of swish and swirl around your mouth, your jaw, just kind of swirling around, making its way across your face, your head, just letting that awareness continue to work its way around the jaw, starting to reach the throat area, and just maintaining it there for a moment, knowing full well that the throat area is a funny area because it connects the head from the physical body. And so many of us are living from a place of having the head disconnected from the physical body. So just notice this area as a bridge, a gateway between the two. If at any point you feel that any sound is waiting to emerge, feel free to let any sound emerge. Now just letting your awareness continue. Let it continue to move down within your physical body, down the throat, through the chest area, just watching it spiral around and swish around from one side to the other in a circular motion, perhaps counterclockwise. And as your awareness reaches the diaphragm, just noticing that, noticing the tension that very often exists here, and knowing that simply by bringing awareness to it, we can begin to dissolve it, release it. And this is a good time right now to set the intention that we will let go of what we might be holding on to that is no longer needed by us, and make space for what is waiting to be received by us, what it is that we deserve, that is waiting to find its way to us. And continuing to spiral the awareness down around the spine, feeling that the spine is in movement as well, that it's not completely still, completely rigid, it is in movement. And just notice that slight movement as the awareness continues to spiral down around the spine, around and around and around. And as the awareness continues to spiral down, it lights the way all the way down to the perineum. The perineum is the point which is found just below the genitals. So just bringing your awareness there for a moment, recognizing that this is the place, this is the part of your physical body where the energy of the earth first enters your physical being. So just being aware of that, being grateful for that, and feeling that support, feeling the support of the earth as it allows this energy to seep into your physical body. So just sitting still here, taking a few deep breaths and noticing that with every inhale you take, you're drawing in more energy into your physical body through the perineum from the earth. And as you exhale, you're letting it radiate and flood through your physical body. So just taking a few large deep breaths now with that intention. Now, from this place of activated connection to the earth being, I'd like you to just spiral your awareness back up the spine, all the way back up. All the way back up. Until it reaches the crown of the head, the top point of the head. And there we have the crown chakra, which is the place in your physical body which is the access point for the highest light, the divine cosmic energy. So just recognizing that, being grateful for that, and intentionally allowing that access to come into your physical space. So just taking a few deep breaths now in silence. Knowing that with every inhale, we're drawing in more energy into the physical being from the top of the head. And as we exhale, we're letting that energy flood through the physical being. Now what I'd like you to do is just to spiral your awareness down, back down from the crown of the head towards the center of this tube of white light that we've now created, this tube of white light that connects the perineum to the crown chakra. Just sliding your awareness down that tube until you reach a point approximately 3 or 4 finger widths beneath the navel, halfway into the depth of your body. This is where you might find a point which is about the size of a marble. And this point, the source point, is a microcosm of the macrocosm of the entire universe. It contains our infinite knowledge and wisdom, which we can connect to at any time if we choose to. And from this point, via this point, we get to access this knowledge and wisdom and see and perceive everything around us with new eyes, eyes of creative intelligence and beauty, bliss, and deep, deep, deep wisdom. And this is where our highest transformational power exists. This is where our connection to the highest dimensions of Source exists. So via this point, what we're going to do now is simply begin by taking a few deep breaths and noticing that with every inhale, we're drawing in more energy into this point, and as we're exhaling, letting that energy flood through our physical being, Inhaling, drawing that energy both up from the ground beneath us and down from the cosmos above us into this point, and radiating it out through our physical being, flooding it through our physical being as we exhale. Inhaling again and exhaling. Now again, if at any point you feel any sound wanting to emerge, feel free to let it emerge. And from this place of connection, we intend to enable the connection to source, to the highest frequency available to us, to the gateways to the divine and to multidimensionality. But what we're also doing is tapping into our ability to perceive what it is that needs to be addressed by us, and to awaken the abilities required to address it. Within each and every one of us exists this pathway to source and to multidimensionality, in which exists these abilities to perceive what needs to be perceived, what needs to be shifted, and to tune into the gateways to the information required to make these shifts happen. So just begin now to welcome that ability into your being, noticing that this ability exists within this point of white light, the source point, 3 or 4 finger widths beneath the navel, halfway into the depth of the body. And making sure you take a moment to really allow that frequency to awaken, and those abilities to be ignited and activated, and to really believe that it is possible for you to access this now. And when you feel this has been activated, begin to bring your awareness via this point, the source point, to first the area just around this point. So basically, slightly increasing the size of the point, so it starts to become a little white ball of light. Perhaps it's spiraling counterclockwise. And notice how with every inhale you're drawing in more energy into this ball of white light, more awareness and consciousness to it, and with every exhale you're radiating more light out of it. And the more you radiate out of it on the exhale, the more it grows, and the more its reach will expand. Perhaps it goes from being the size of a golf ball to being the size of a tennis ball. Perhaps being the size of a football or a soccer ball. And as you continue to breathe deeply, just notice that continue to grow until it can no longer be contained by your physical being, and it's now expanding beyond your physical being. Eventually, the ball of white light will now become like a giant ball that's now encompassing your entire physical body. And it will continue to grow the more you focus on it, expanding beyond the physical body and perhaps growing beyond the size of the chair, sofa, bed that you might be sitting on. And eventually growing to the size of the room around you. Make sure you don't hurry the process. Just notice where you are. Perhaps the ball of white light is now bigger than the room you're in, and you're now expanding it to the entire home, building, house, apartment, whatever it is that you're sitting in at the moment. And this ball of white light contains frequency patterns and structures that are akin of that of source, that are from other dimensions. They contain sacred geometry codes, sound frequencies, light frequencies, all which work together to restore order and balance and divinity to something which may have lost balance somehow. So just taking a moment now to recognize that this is what is going on and to be aware of this ability and to ask your now expanded being to become aware, to perceive and to know and to connect with what is existing in this physical space that you've now expanded to, what is existing there that needs to be shifted, or that's looking to be changed or moved or healed or transformed. And just intending for this newly evolved being and highly intelligent structure you now have access to awaken the capabilities required to allow these shifts to begin to happen around you. So at this point, just continuing to connect to your breath, inhaling and exhaling, and being aware that we are now bringing the highest frequencies available to us to the physical space around us. And just sit in this moment in connection with your awareness expanding towards the entire space around you. The entire space that you'd like to affect. At this point, I would like to invite you to pause the recording and to continue sitting in this space with your awareness to the space that you'd like to impact as long as it feels right. Be intuitive and let your intuition guide you, and know that you will know when it's time to end. But if you feel it is time to end now, just begin to bring your awareness back to the physicality of your being while still maintaining a connection to this expanded version of yourself. Just bringing your awareness back to the physicality of your being. Just noticing anything around you, any sounds, noises, any temperature of the air on your skin, the friction of the clothing on your skin, anything physical. Perhaps bringing your awareness to the part of your body which is touching the ground, the chair, the cushion, the sofa, the physicality of your head. Perhaps back to the nostrils, the point of your body where your breath enters your physical being, and just coming back to this place and sitting here until it's time to open your eyes and come back to the moment, to the present moment, come back to the here and now. Coming back to the present moment, but now with a stronger connection to awareness, light, consciousness, and letting the ceremony and process end here.